All right, moving on to item five. This is to consider and take possible action to adopt a SACERA strategic plan for 2025-26. Madam CEO, Christina.
Great. So you may recall that last month we had a board workshop, and during that time, I should have taken that opportunity to kind of present some background on the strategic plan. So I think that it would be a good time if I did that now. Sorry I didn't do that at the last meeting. But just to kind of give you an idea of why we're here and how we got here, we had our first mission statement adopted in 2013. And then following that in 2017, we adopted our first strategic plan. During that process, we did update the mission statement a little bit. We came up with some what we called strategic initiatives. We have changed the name of that to themes in the current strategic plan that we will be looking at today. And then we had our second strategic plan in 2020. Our strategic plans have lasted about 3 years. So the one that was adopted in 2020 covered the period of 2021 to 2023 and ended in December of 23. Because we had some transition going on in the CEO position, we were advised by some of the strategic planning consultants that we should wait until we had a permanent CEO. Once I came into the position, we started to engage in that strategic planning process, which included surveying members, surveying employers, surveying staff, doing staff workshops, having interviews with staff members, interviews with board members, and then the final one was the board workshop. So really to get all of the information we could from all of the stakeholders to make sure that we're moving the direction that most of the stakeholders would agree that that's the direction we should be moving in. And so what was different with this strategic plan from the previous ones is that we did go out and ask for some member input, some employer input, and input from all staff members within the organization, not just the management team. So it did take us a little bit longer to put it together. And then what you have in your packet is kind of where we've gotten from there. A lot of the themes that you see in the current packet are similar to the strategic initiatives that we had in the previous ones. And so as I go through them, I'll kind of highlight where some of the changes have been put in place because of those additional surveying that we did. So if we can move to the next slide. The mission statement. You may recall when Aon was here last month that they had a suggested mission statement that was quite a bit shorter. I did hear some of the feedback from the board, and they really like the mission statement that we currently have. So what I'm proposing is that we don't change our current mission statement. So the one that you see in front of you is the current mission statement. And then if we go to the next slide, you'll see a vision statement. So we've never had a vision statement. We talked a little bit about that at the workshop last month. What I am proposing we do is with staff talking about wanting to look at kind of a shorter mission statement, and that's why Anne had that shorter mission statement, something they felt like maybe could be more personable to them. You know, there's the mission statement is very clear, this is what we do, but I think staff were looking for kind of what are we aspiring to do, which is really a vision statement. So what I have in front of you here is a vision statement that really staff can maybe look to when they don't remember what the mission statement is. They can really look at what are we here to do. We're here to provide quality service to all of our members, beneficiaries, our employers, and we really want to be that model for pension fund excellence. So this would be our first vision statement, but it's really to give something to staff to kind of aspire towards. And then next slide, please. The first theme that you'll see here is member and employer service. Aon, in their presentation, they had some first draft themes, and I've taken some of what they had, added some of my own stuff into it. One of the things I did was combine, they had member and employer as two separate themes. I like to see those as our service overall is to all of our stakeholders. And it is similar to some of the ones we've had in the past that was around customer service. So this one is a little bit more specific to member and employer service, talks about communication training. Some of our employer surveys came out that the employers would like to see increased training for them. And so we want to have that as part of our strategic plan and work towards increasing the training that we provide the employers. Along with increased communication, I think, you know, that's something that we're always striving to do. Having the member and employer portals with the new pension system will definitely help do that. But that is only one piece, and we don't want to depend completely on the pension system to increase our communication. There's other avenues of doing that. So we want to identify additional points, and we've been working towards doing that over the last, I'd say, 2 years, of really trying to figure out how can we reach out to the employers more, how can we reach out to the members more, having an employer workshop, bringing our newsletters in multiple languages, trying to figure out how can we reach out to members more. We paired up with the county and are part of their workshop they do online that has their 457 plan, some information on Social Security, and then they include us as kind of that third leg of the stool with retirement benefits from SESERA. And so looking for more of those opportunities and trying to expand that. We also think that doing the surveys last year was a really good direction for us. It helped get us some of that member feedback and the employer feedback, and we have been starting to already implement some of the ideas that we've gotten from those surveys. So we want to set up a process to make sure that we're surveying at regular intervals. You know, this wasn't a one-time thing or a thing that we only do because we're doing a strategic plan, but something where we're consistently checking in with our members and employers to make sure that we are providing them the service that we hope that we're, you know, we want to say it's good service, but if we don't hear from them, we don't know if it's good or not. So we want to keep that surveying going up. So that's part of theme number one. And if we can go to the next slide. Theme number two is investments. Through the interviews with board members, Anne had mentioned that they did hear some theme around investments, which makes complete sense. That's, you know, this board is entrusted with quite a bit of responsibility over investments. And so this is a similar theme to what we had in the last strategic plan. But it does include a little bit more detail around it. So really focusing on, you know, the funding level, like why do we do our asset allocation the way we do? And I know the investment committee has had a lot of conversations around this, but really, you know, it's based on the funding level, the plan maturity, historical market conditions, risk tolerance. So really putting that detail into the theme so that we can be specific about what are we doing with investments and how are we trying to get there. And the Burgess Cayuse, which is the recent technology that investments has started building, is a great way to get there. To be able to get that reporting to see, you know, how are we hitting these kind of metric points? And then also reviewing with external vendors, like are there other things that we can be doing on the investment areas? There are adjustments that we need to be making. I know we're doing a lot of this already, so it's not to say that we're not doing this. We are doing this. But it's really to put it at the forefront of our mind and make sure that we're kind of checking back. Let's make sure that we are doing these things. Let's make sure that we're reviewing the funding level, the plan maturity, all those things when we're making these asset allocation decisions. So this is theme two. Theme three is also a reoccurring theme from the last one, and it's technology. I think technology is a big thing for everybody anywhere. But especially for us right now with the pension administration system. We've been working on the system for 4 years now. We should be going live this year, which is very exciting, but we know there's going to be a lot of work once we go live. It's not a implement and then we're done. There's going to be fixes we're going to need to do as we see it doesn't quite operate the way we thought it would or we needed to do different. But also outside of the system, there's going to be processes that we're going to have to adjust because of the system. So this, even though it talks about technology, it's really encompassing all those processes that touch the technology too. So reviewing how we process the refunds, that's going to be a change for us. But can we make that process more efficient? Can we increase the timing that we're getting our first payment out to retirees? How can we use the system to do that? How can we use the processes to be better? And then, of course, doing all of that while being secure, because, of course, we want to have a secure system and making sure that we're consistently checking to make sure that our cybersecurity is secure for the portals, for the pension system on the line of business side, as well as any other cyber access we have, which, I mean, it's mainly there, but we could be looking at our GL system. We could be looking at our investments, you know, anything like that, making sure that all of that cybersecurity is secure. Theme four is governance. This is a new one. This came from a lot of the member surveys that we did. And a lot of it was that the comments were around, you know, when we'd ask them, well, how do you think that we're doing on this or that? The answer was, well, I don't know. I don't see this information. I've heard there's slow response times. And so what we wanted to look at is how can we create the data to be able to show that we have good governance? Like, we know that we're doing all of these things we're supposed to do, but how can we display it? So one of the things that we're looking at is creating those milestones and checkpoints at a staff level of when these things are getting done, and then being able to report that out. So provide that to back to staff. Here's where, you know, your processing time is at this point in that. And we've done a really good job around the retirement applications. And those we've really spent a lot of time fine-tuning, like how many days does it take? What do we do here? But when we're looking at, let's say, an estimate, we don't have like a retirement estimate. How long does it take to get an estimate of a service purchase? We can have a good idea of it's generally around this, but we want to be able to get a little closer to it's this many days for this many days for that, and know what we're doing. So it's really creating those points in it. But to get there, we also need to have written procedures. And something that came out of the employee survey is we're really lacking in written employee procedures on how to do things. And so by having those procedures, it allows us to create those checkpoints in there because we know here's the procedure of how to get to this endpoint, and then we can check back to that. And then that information can be provided to the board. It can be provided to staff. And so this one is a lot about getting those processes and procedures into place and then having the checkpoints and data behind it. And theme five is workforce development. This is also something that's continued from the previous strategic plans. This one we focused a little bit differently. So in the past, it was really focused on training. So the goal was really to increase training for staff. And we do want to increase training, but we really wanted to focus a little bit at a higher level than that because we do have a low vacancy rate, which is wonderful. But we want to make sure that we're retaining the staff members, but also attracting. So even though we may not have a position available, how are we making people want to come here so that they're looking to see, is there a position available? Is there a vacancy? And they're looking to apply as soon as it becomes available. So to do that, we want to make sure that we're creating a good culture that people are talking about, people want to stay at. And we're making sure that along with that culture, staff are aligned in the same vision. And we've worked really hard over the last couple years to really express to staff the impact they have on the community. So it's, for many years, I don't think there was enough focus put on really what that impact was. We were here, we were processing retirements, we were paying people, but not really understanding how you go past that. When you go past that and really realize how much money goes into the community and what that impact has on your local community, is it really gives you a connection to work. And that's where we, the last couple of years, have really tried to push and really get employees to realize that and work towards that. And that's the type of staff that we want to cultivate and continue to have here. And so we added that into this theme. And then the next steps. So we have these themes with the strategic plan. And as you can see, they're pretty high level. They have some objectives which give us kind of an idea of where we're striving towards. But there's a lot of steps in between that to get there. So I'll be working with managers to create an implementation plan that we can go and check and try to make sure that we get to our objectives. I want to, you know, communicate all of this, including those implementation plans, to staff and create, similar to what we've had in the past, we had like a one sheet. Here's the themes. Here's the mission and vision that the staff could post in their workspaces so that they can always be reminded of it. And so we would create some of that communication material, introduce it out to staff, and then implement and continuously monitor, see if it is making sense for us. Do we need to adjust it? This one, I also put a 3-year time frame like the last two strategic plans. So we would, you know, basically revisit it in 3 years and see, Do we need to continue on this track, or do we need to make some changes? Is the vision statement too long, or, you know, is our staff not feeling connected to the vision statement? Whatever that is, but we'd have this for 3 years, and then 3 years go, and we can revamp it if we want to, or continue it as if we want to. So I know I just said a whole lot of stuff, but are there any questions? Yeah.
Jerry.
One of the keys, I really like the plan. It makes a lot of sense to me. There are things that always seem to befall some of these efforts, and that's a communications effort. And there's a discussion about communicating to staff. To me, the communication has to be, and I think it is, but I just want to make sure it's memorialized somewhere, that it's broader than staff. There's communications to multiple audiences. Staff is a key audience, but so are the groups, and so are those that benefit from the plan. And how do we make sure that we're actively communicating what's going on? Because the thing that can be the death knell for a plan like this is that it gets done, people say we did the plan, and it goes onto a shelf. And people need to be able to see what's happening and how things are changing and where they can monitor what's going on. So can we make sure we've got efforts in all of our outreach efforts, newsletters and electronic communications and group communications to let them know what's being done on an ongoing basis to keep the plan evergreen?
Yes, we definitely can. I think that is a great point. We did do all the surveying of them. Whenever you do a survey, you always want to return and show how you've made changes based on the feedback right. You got. So I think, you know, once we get some a little bit more communication pieces behind it, I'd like to see it posted on the website. I did review some of the strategic plans that are posted on other SURL systems websites, and I think that would be a starting point for us. But having some of the points, you know, when we talked about having communication back to board and staff, those types of things getting into that website page as well, not just the strategic plan sitting there, I think is something that we definitely would want to move towards.
It's kind of corny to say, but the three keys to communication for me is that you tell people, then you tell them what you're going to tell them, then you tell them, and then you tell them again what you told them. So you keep this process going. Because if you drop any one of those steps, the thing just dies somewhere. And so somebody might consider it insulting, but it's worth saying, this is what we planned, this is what we told you, this is what we did. And so that they know that this loop was completed. So thank you.
Any other thought? I have a question and a comment, but I want to let others speak. Mike?
Just a question. Do we encourage on the employee training off-site training as often as possible?
We do, yeah. And the calipers is the main one. So all of the staff go to the overview, intermediate, advanced calipers trainings. The roundtables, they do those as well. Sometimes if SACRS has topics that are specific to the area they work in, then we have staff go to SACRS too. And other, you know, as we see other conferences that come up, we'll definitely have them.
I know you had a large number of staff attend our C-Ray conference, but I've always felt that this is kind of a reward, and it kind of boosts morale for people that get a chance to get off-site and get their training off-site as opposed to be locked in a little room and have somebody babble to them all day long. So that's good. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Any other? David.
Well, it's also an investment in the individual's skills and abilities to help benefit the system when you take them to educational activities off campus and so forth. It's very meaningful. A lot of work went into this. Thank you so much. Very well stated and presented. So really appreciate your efforts. Thank you.
Any other comments?
Okay,
I'm sorry, John, right next to
you. A quick one. You indicated you looked at other SURL organizations and looked at their, to the extent you could see it, but looked at their plans. Any good ideas that came out of that we didn't have in ours either before or underway?
I think if I saw any good ideas, I kind of stole them. So.
Well, that's perfectly appropriate.
Yeah, but I think there's definitely similarities across the systems, which I mean, kind of goes back to what Scott said at the workshop last time. You know, we're all kind of governed under the same laws, so there's certain things we're all striving to do. So there's definitely similarities across all of our strategic plans.
So a couple of questions on theme four. Its title is governance, and I think I couldn't put my finger on it. Looking at this, and I read it a few times, and I couldn't quite decide what was, I don't want to say bugging me about it, but I couldn't quite get comfortable with it. And I think it's because I view governance as what we're doing here today. This and not just today, but our role as trustees is about the governance of the system. I think theme four to me is, and I don't want to use the A word, I don't want to say audit, but I think it's really oversight. I think if I were going to substitute a term for governance in theme four, I would put oversight, because it struck me that that's really what this is about, is quality assurance, quality control, oversight, ensuring that what we thought we were doing or said we were doing, we're actually doing it with milestones and checkpoints. So that's a suggested edit to theme four. And then on next steps, would you generally agree that the four items here fall directly under your purview for implementation and follow through in terms of being the CEO? In other words, if you look at these four things, it's really up to you to make that happen, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and I don't know between like you and Colin and how you go about it is what you do as CEO, but I would think that from the standpoint of ultimate accountability, that this element here really is a very important element of your duties as a CEO.
Yep.
Kind of helps define the position. Okay. Mm-hmm. Any thoughts on my governance comment? I don't know what people thought about that. John, and then Jerry.
Quick one, maybe one word change, and that word change would be leave the theme as governance, but goal, maintain a strong oversight framework with prudent, or with appropriate delegation, monitoring, et cetera. I guess it's more than one word. But
so prudent,
get oversight in there. Broadly, governance seems to be the general theme I think that we're talking about and you typically see used. But oversight, your point being that oversight is a key part of that, get it in the goal part. Anyway, suggested.
Yeah, so in my way of thinking, it's just maybe I'm coming at it too simplistically, but it's... I don't want to make too much out of the term, but it just struck me that what the actual content of this item is not so much governance per se, but it's really the oversight and audit function of whether we're meeting our objectives and being able to have some kind of metrics to judge that by. And Christine, I'll ask you, I mean, is that your understanding of it? Am I saying that as you intended it?
Yeah, and I think, creating those processes so that we have those checkpoints within there and that we are checking on those checkpoints.
Got it. Okay. Jerry, did you have a comment? You had your hand up.
I really do get concerned sometimes about making sure I'm adding value, but it seems like we're kind of nitpicking on some of this stuff. I mean, it could be governance and oversight. I think we're maybe kind of beating that item to death, because oversight is certainly covered within the description of the goal. So I could go either way. Oversight seems like it's narrowing it too much to one thing. But I take your point. This is not so much structure. It's not legal governance over the organization. It's oversight of how the organization's working. So
To me, it's oversight, follow through. That's what I'm getting out of this item. Any other thoughts or comments on that? I may be an outlier. Who knows? Okay, so what's the pleasure of the board on this item?
I'd move to accept the plan as outlined.
All right, so motion and second to approve the strategic plan as outlined in the packet. Any further discussion on the item? Seeing none, let's vote on the motion, which is agenda item 5. And on the motion, Anderson.
Aye.
Jabotarev.
Aye.
Gordon. Aye. Holcomb.
Aye.
Kroll.
Aye.
McDonald.
Aye.
Mirzwa.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
And Wong.
Aye.
All right, that carries 9-0.